Hi, my name's Alex Pearl. I'm a UK artist working in video and sculpture and lots of things, really.
And can you tell us a little bit about your residency at Islington Mill?
Yeah, I spent 2 weeks at Islington Mill. I set myself the task of making a film every day for those 2 weeks, using sort of little robots who film each other and sort of run round the building, and other cameras sort of attached to balloons and things like that. So I wasn't really in control of what was going on, and every night I would try and edit down the footage that I'd had during the day and try and make a sort of film out of what I got. And now all the films are being shown in the gallery on a range of piled-up television sets, most of which are found in this Islington Mill, sort of lying in corners. So it's a sort of ramshackle, sort of insane sort of installation of crazy films that don't really make a lot of sense. But when you look at lots of different things going on at once, you start to make up stories and connect them together. And that's hopefully what will happen. People go around, they'll sort of put sense into where there isn't any and come up with some interesting stories, hopefully.
And what kind of things can people expect to see in these films? Give us a little snippet.
They'll see sort of strange creatures sort of going around their everyday business, banging into each other. They'll see explosions, because I've got some hands on some fireworks and sort of set them off within the factory, which I shouldn't have done really. And they'll see balloons which will carry cameras high up into the sky, so they look round across Salford or down on the gardens and all sorts of things. So, and lots of sort of shadowy figures, because lots of the people at the same time that I was working will carry on working in the gallery. So you'll see lots of people, that they appear in the backgrounds of the films, the shadowy figures.
Johanna Moisander, Finnish artist working with the video installations and photography, mainly nowadays. Here in Manchester, the Corner House Residency, I studied the stories, characters, history of the house, and produced 4 works. To actually produce more characters, but 4 of them is shown at the show now. And pretty much first week I interviewed people, read stories, then people started to tell about the same characters over and over again, and then it made me quite easy for me to choose the ones to work on. And the rest of the other week I filmed, did some tests, and then did the editing while I was away, and now it's just pretty much here installing the work.
Give us a little taster of one of the stories, maybe, or one of the characters that you came across.
Okay. My favourite one, what I've shown here, is the hangman, or the title is the manager. It's not sure if it really happened, but many people seem to have this in their imagination or in their memory or rumour or whatever they heard it from. The cinema used to be a blue movie showing pornographic cinema. And they said the manager hanged himself in 60s or 70s behind the screen. So this dramatic scene, it sort of got my juices floating. And I recreated the scene with the help of Alex. And I vertically hang myself and got the suit to fit that era and so on and so on. And now it's shown on the Gallery 3 on the top floor.
One last question to both of you. How did this residency compare to other residencies that you've done recently?
It was short and intense, but usually it's from 2 to 3 months or 2 weeks. And it was more, you were in the task, quite site specific, so it was sort of action, action, action. And it was good. I quite like it because I wanted to do as much as work I can here while I'm present, because it's much easier when you're here and not 1,000 miles away.
I found the residency really intense because I forced myself to make films all the time, and I constantly felt under pressure to get another one done, get another one done, get another one done. And I nearly cracked at one stage because it was just a bit too much, really. But I enjoyed it in the end because I got lots done, obviously.